Hey everybody, my name is Lloyd. I'm an alcoholic. Glad to be here, glad to be sober. My sobriety date is 4/1/22. This group's my home group, and I have a sponsor, and I sponsor others. And I was asked, well, Isaac asked me to pick a topic, and he said anything but sobriety date. And I was kind of bummed by that, because I actually think that's a really good topic. You know, the first thing that came to my mind was home group. And, you know, it's something that is important in my sobriety, and it was important the day I came to Alcoholics Anonymous, and you know, it's really held me accountable to AA. And you know, it's you know, growing up, I was extremely selfish, and you know, I had my first drink when I was 11, and I wouldn't become an everyday drinker till I was 33. And what started out as just being like, you know, fun and enjoyable and something I really like doing. I really like doing to the very end as well, but my life got really small. You know, what went from like hanging out with people while drinking, I just ended up, you know, drinking alone in a studio apartment, trying to get enough courage to leave my house and trying to find like the right buzz. You know, I'd pace around the kitchen, and you know, I couldn't go to the grocery store unless I got loaded, and I couldn't like check the mail or like interact with neighbors unless I had like the right buzz. And you know, my life got really small and it got dark. And you know, so when I came back here 2 years ago, I picked up my white chip in Jacksonville, and I moved to Tampa right around this time 2 years ago. And I showed up at this meeting. My good friend Ryan picked me up at an Airbnb I was crashing at for the night, and he brought me here. You know, the first night I was back in Tampa, and had like hair down to my shoulders and really looked like I just crawled out from underneath a rock. And, you know, I was just terrified, you know. But after that meeting, you know, I think I was like complaining about coffee grounds in the coffee. And, you know, they just said, well, it looks like you got a service opportunity. And they threw me right into service, you know. And that was the first thing that I really cared about in a long time, was like making sure that coffee was, you know, made and, you know, there was no grounds in it. And, you know, and I just, my focus every Thursday was just set up the coffee station. And what started happening was, is like I started getting relief, because all I could ever think about was myself, especially early on in recovery and just getting sober. And, you know, I had to show up here early. And, you know, while I was doing that, I got to, you know, connect with a lot of good people that were here early as well. And, you know, those guys, including my sponsor, just showed me how to care about something other than myself, which was, you know, a home group. And we meet here every Thursday. And, you know, but it's not just meeting here on Thursdays. You know, home group to me is having these relationships with people that I meet here and just like attending other meetings throughout the week with them, meeting them up, you know, calling them on the phone, and just having these relationships with people that, you know, I never had before, right? And really, that's really helped me kind of just get back into like the stream of life, you know, and just have, and from that, I've been able to just develop these relationships with, you know, especially the men in this room, you know, and it's something that while I was drinking, I thought I could never be a part of, and they've really helped me pick up my life and helped me create a new life, and, you know, I'm just so grateful for that, really grateful for this home group, and just for the opportunity to serve here. And, you know, and it's really got me involved with other things in Alcoholics Anonymous, not specifically just with my home group, but just being a service in AA. And, you know, so I try to think about how I can create an atmosphere of recovery throughout the week here. You know, and that's like, that's not me, right? It's like I've been able to have something else to focus on other than myself. And I think that's really the biggest thing. Like I said, I'm extremely self-centered and I get jammed up throughout the day. And, you know, the big book talks about turning our thoughts to helping others, you know. And the home group has been kind of like a thing that I can focus on, you know, to get out of myself. And, you know, I just want somebody to come here. And, you know, if somebody comes here with somebody and they're unsure if they can get sober here, you know, in AA, they feel like this is an atmosphere of recovery and they could feel comfortable with getting sober here. So, yeah, thanks for letting me share.